Welcome back to the Hemingway List, the podcast where we do things the Hemingway. Hey, this is the wrap-up episode for The Enormous Room. Just a short little episode to wrap up, talk about the book as a whole, reflect on the whole thing. And then there'll be a second podcast for today. There'll be two podcasts today. One to wrap up The Enormous Room. And then shortly after that, there'll be another podcast to kick off Anna Karenina. It's just really just an introduction and then the first chapter. So two short podcasts today. Very cool. So what did you think of this chapter? What did you think of this as an ending? And I suppose, what did you think of the book? Swim said the mama fish. He said, I personally loved the ending. It described for me coming back to America through New York City from my first time abroad. It felt like coming home. Cummings was at first trying to be the jaded expat, but then, hello, he knew he was home as well. Techrific said, I turned into what was dead and is now alive. I turned into a city. I turned into a dream. I appreciated the last chapter more than the rest of the book. I liked the stream of consciousness flow he used. Impressions and feelings are just pouring out of him, going from the slow monotony of his daily life in the camp to the fast-paced, chaotic outside must have been dizzying and overwhelming. I think he conveyed that feeling really well. I would agree, actually. Yeah, I did get that sense of, like, all so suddenly, just that feeling of, when will I ever get out of here, to, oh, it's happening, I'm on my way out, and that, like, hurried goodbyes to people, and he can't even remember, like, what he said, who he said what to, kind of thing. It was all a bit dizzying. I loved the surreal parts too. The sweepers rolling a cart with Cummings' balls on it. Not sure how to interpret that part exactly, but le cuirs can also mean courage, the same way the Spanish use cojones. Merde is not meant as meaning shit here, but good luck or break a leg sort of sentiment. The goodbye scene felt real and unsentimental. Having said that, I look upon this book as a book I just read at the wrong time in my life. Some books are like that, don't you find? I've had false starts on some books that I just couldn't finish, and then attempting them much later, and in a much different mindset, having lived a bit more, find them wonderful and enriching. I don't know if the time will ever be right for me with this book, but I'm glad I stuck it out, and I did enjoy parts of it, and those I will carry with me. I bid adieu to The Enormous Room, and I say, Bienvenue, Anna Karenina. See you there, friends. See you there, indeed. I'm really looking forward to Anna Karenina. I get that. Wrong time. I've had a lot of those books where I've started and just hit that wall. And it's like, I think I was probably just too young a reader. Like, I've never read Lord of the Rings. I read about half of the first book and just went, oh man, I can't get through this. But I was probably only like, I don't know, I think I was about 20, you know, I'm 33 now. And so now it's like, I think I can struggle through some slower parts to find that richness in the book. And maybe even I'll have a deeper understanding now. And those slow parts might not seem so slow. Maybe. Another one comes to mind is Catch 22. I read a little bit of that and just put it down. You know, I was like, eh, it's not for me. But now, a good 10 years later, I think, oh, I know that's a great book. It's, you know, it's a classic. It's a much-loved book. So I really should give that another shot. And there's quite a few books on my list just like that. Laura Weistich said, I found it hard to read at times, but by the end I was really into it. I definitely think I will read it again sometime. I think knowing what to expect will make it easier, and I'll gain more from it. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I think that's probably very true. I think a second reading of that book, and it is quite short, would probably... I think it wasn't what we were expecting, right? And the plot wasn't unfolding in the way that you thought it might. And so there was this big stagnant period in the middle of the book where it didn't seem like much is happening. But then going back into it with that in mind and not having those expectations, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it would be a better read on the second time. I Am Norwegian said, it's finished. I liked the ending. The change in style did a great job of conveying the sort of empty feeling that can come with unexpected change and loss. For the first time in the book, he stopped assaulting us with a barrage of adjectives in every sentence. Nifty Riffic said, I'd say that overall I'm sort of ambivalent about this book. There were times when I was rather disinterested, and I would glaze over and have to reread a sentence or a page, but then there were times when I was completely enthralled with the lyricism, and that is what I really take away from it. In the last chapter, for example, the guards cry, no, no, about the snow being crisp and exquisite, perfect and minute, falling through the thick, soundless autumn of his imagination, beginning a poem in his mind. It left quite an impression on me. Overall, reading it left me with a curiosity about E.E. Cummings as a person. Isn't he sort of a romantic person, you know? He must have been an interesting person to talk to. We thought of him as a dick, but this last chapter sort of changed that for me, and he seemed like a genuinely loyal friend. When he said that he was happy at La Ferté Meche with some of the finest people in the world, and he goes on to say that he would have been fine staying with the Delectable Mountains even without B, he seemed much more in solidarity with the lot instead of someone working on a rambling case study, the tearful farewells. I very much like what I Am Norwegian said about the sort of empty feeling that can come with unexpected change and loss, and I thought that was rather apt. Nice reading with you all. And you too, Nifty Riffic. Thank you for your very thoughtful conversation during the reading, and we're so glad that you joined us for that reading, and I hope you'll stick around and read Anna Karenina with us. I think it's going to be good. I really do. And I think there'll be a lot of really good conversation with Anna Karenina. There's been quite a few hundred people. I think there's been about nearly 500 people join the subreddit in the last over the last week or so in preparation for reading Anna Karenina. So I think the conversations will be quite involved, which is great. Is it not? All right. Well, that's The Enormous Room. I've wanted to read that book for a long time. A long, long time. And now it's ticked off the list, so that's that. yeah, that's that. Funny. All right. Well, I suppose there's not much really to do other than to say let's move forward, and I will see you all later today for the first chapter of Anna Karenina. Brilliant. All right. Thanks for listening. Catch you later.